The cultural highlights in our region in coming days include pop legends at Tanglewood, abstract expressionism at the Norman Rockwell Museum, new plays, old musicals, and a whole lot more. A grand slam of superstar artists from country, pop, R&B, and folk rock, including Dolly Parton tonight, Earth, Wind, and Fire tomorrow night, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys on Sunday afternoon, and Jackson Browne next Tuesday kick off the 2016 Summer Popular Artist Series at Tanglewood. I'm planning to catch them all, but if I had to pick out just one, I'd say I'm most excited about hearing Brian Wilson play the groundbreaking 1966 Beach Boys album Pet Sounds in its entirety. While the album had familiar hits, including Wouldn't It Be Nice and Sloop John B., just below the surface of that largely experimental album lurked the soundtrack to one man's nervous breakdown. For the first time ever, Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge will explore the contrast between the abstract and realist movements, placing works by Norman Rockwell, Andrew Wyeth, and Andy Warhol side by side with avatars of abstract expressionism, such as Jackson Pollock, Alexander Calder, and Jasper Johns. In addition, the exhibit Rockwell and Realism in an Abstract World, which goes on view today, features works by over 40 other preeminent artists, including Walton Ford, Larry Rivers, Helen Frankenthaler, Jeff Koons, Robert Motherwell, Barnett Newman, Philip Perlstein, Robert Rauschenberg, David Sally, Saul Steinberg, and Cy Twombly. The exhibition's official opening reception will take place on Thursday, July 14th at 6:30 p.m. The summer theater season at Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield gets fully underway this weekend when Deborah Jo Rupp stars in Pulitzer Prize winner David Lindsay Abair's Kimberly Akimbo, playing a teenage girl trapped in an older woman's body, and Tamara Tooney of TV's Law and Order creates the lead role in the world premiere of American Son, which is already the winner of the prestigious Lawrence Hatcher Award for Best New Play of 2016. Aston Magna, the nation's longest-running festival of early music, kicks off its 44th season this weekend with Love and Lamentation, 17th-century Italian Monody, tonight at Bard College in Annandale-on-Hudson, New York, and Saturday night at Simon's Rock College in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. The concerts featuring virtuoso early music artists performing on authentic period instruments includes works by Monteverdi, Marazzoli, Rossi, and Marini. And remember, don't be late for early music. Fiorello, the 1959 musical about New York City Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia, who broke up the stranglehold that so-called Tammany Hall had on New York City politics, is being revived by Berkshire Theater Group at the Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge now through Saturday, July 23rd. The winner of 3 Tony Awards, the musical, created by the legendary Broadway duo of Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick, best known for Fiddler on the Roof, is one of only 9 musicals to have also won a Pulitzer Prize for drama. Gems of Many Genres, a new music series in the newly restored Egremont Barn, a part of the historic Egremont Village Inn in South Egremont, Massachusetts, kicks off this weekend with a concert by Richie Havens sideman Walter Parks on Saturday at 7 and 9 p.m. The Clark Art Institute isn't the only venue displaying artworks featuring the human form in the way nature intended. Exposed Heads, Busts, and Nudes, an exhibition of figural ceramic sculpture from 1970 to the present, goes on view at Farren Contemporary on the campus of Massmoka in North Adams on Saturday with a reception from 4 to 6 p.m. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.